On the streets of Cairo, many are angry over Washington's indecision as to whether the military's ouster of President Mohamed Morsi was a coup, an important legal distinction that would affect U.S. aid to the country. Typical is the view of Cairo coffee shop owner Haj Hosni Mahmoud, who says they don't need the United States.
America or any other country has nothing to do with us. We're free in our country, be it with America or without it, with Obama or anyone else. We care about our country. We do not need their aid. Let them have their aid. We don't want it. We only want our nation. Obama, Obama. Let Obama keep the aid for themselves.
The United States says it does not support any particular political group in Egypt's current upheaval. But Washington's continuing ambiguity angers Egyptians. This group celebrating in Tahrir Square is saying, "Crazy America, we don't need your aid." When the U.S. recognized and worked with the legitimately elected Muslim Brotherhood leader Morsi, people like Mahmoud Badr, who founded the Tamarod grassroots campaign that sought Morsi's overthrow, feel Washington sided with the Islamist movement.
So how come the U.S. administration was and is supporting the Muslim Brotherhood? We are surprised. We strongly condemn it.
On the other side of Cairo, the Muslim Brotherhood is equally critical of Washington. President Barack Obama should have denounced what was a military coup of a democratically elected president, says Mohamed Soudan, a top official of the Brotherhood's political wing, speaking to VOA via Skype from the Egyptian city of Alexandria.
It's very clear in the Constitution of the United States. We should keep supporting the legitimacy, supporting the democracy. But now we are not saying this very clear. It's not clear. Not clear.
For now, condemning the United States is the only thing the two sides of the political divide here agree on. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Cairo.